Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, Mary and I, we started off the year with Destination Spotlight number 37 on Breckenridge, and today for Destination Spotlight number 59, we're going to finish the year with Vail. If you didn't know it, Vail, Colorado is located in the 38th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1876, and it's known as the Centennial State. Before we focus on this terrific international resort community, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
If there's one thing that every traveler could use for Christmas, it's quality luggage, and you don't have to look any further than Travel Pro. It's well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, and Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different rigorous tests to ensure that you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you want to put it through.
You know, we say it all the time, but one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. And whether it's their Platinum Elite line that we use, Max Light 5, or pieces from their other collections, you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com for last-minute specials. There's retailers, and there's a lot more. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Now, as Robert mentioned, we are heading to Vail, Colorado, as their acting mayor or mayor pro tem, King Langnade, is waiting on that show hotline.
Welcome to RM World Travel, Kim, and our destination spotlight on Vail.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Nice to have you with us for sure. So, you know, I think anyone who's ever been to Vail, they can quickly recall the quaint charm of Vail Village and just the natural beauty that surrounds the area. Mary and I have enjoyed our visits together and separately. We've also been there to Vail, as well as nearby Breckenridge. Easy drive, you know, on I-70 west of Denver. So ski season and the charm of your town in winter is certainly an experience. I would love to know how the ski season is going so far, just a couple days from Christmas. And you know, would love to know maybe what you're thinking about the winter tourism season, what you're expecting overall.
Well, we've had some great snowfall in the last couple of weeks. The skiing is fantastic. It's covered with snow. It's beautiful. We're expecting a great turnout for our holiday season. And not only is the skiing good, but there's ice skating, sledding, and all kinds of activities.
Have you found that the snow has surprised you how much you've received so quickly this year?
This time of year, it can be a little bit hit or miss, but we're off to a great start. It's a good season, and no, I'm not surprised too much. You never know what you're going to get with every year.
So, Kim, I want to have you talk about something a little different than what we normally discuss in these destination spotlights, because I think it's an important piece, and it's something that's really kind of unique to Vail right now. Talk with us about Vail being the first certified sustainable destination in the U.S. under what I think is the criteria of the Global Sustainable Tourism Council, and what that really means for your community and for travelers who visit.
That's right. It's been a really exciting initiative to be a part of. It took us about 5 years to make that happen and become the first certified in the United States. But we realized that tourism is a big, huge part of the well-being of our community and our economy, and it continues to grow not only here but around the world. So we wanted to be leaders and put our best foot forward and become the first certified sustainable destination. And that really just means taking care of our people, the place, and making sure we have a good, well-rounded economy year-round, and managing and monitoring all of that to make sure we're continuously improving into the future.
That's something certainly that says a lot about the community, about the people that are there, and I think also hopefully for travelers that visit. I want to just go back a little bit to the skiing side of things, because I always associate Vail with skiing. For skiers in our audience, maybe who have never been to Vail, but it's on their radar screen, it is clearly a special place. I think you have over 5,000 acres of ski and snowboard terrain, but you also have so many different shops, and you've got the spas that are there. And so even if you're not a skier, with the restaurant scene and everything else, it's still a fun place to visit. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it's a great place to visit. I have relatives visiting right now, and they're not skiing, but they're skating, they're sledding, they're walking through the village, enjoying the shops. We've got great evening events. We've got a wonderful nighttime ski down parade that celebrates our mountain culture and history. There's a lantern walk coming up soon. So there's all kinds of great other activities, like you said, shopping, restaurants, and nightlife. There's something for everybody, really.
Kim, we've always driven over from Denver when we visited, but anyone who visits the area can't help but notice that Eagle Airport is busy. And I'm told it offers nonstop flights to 14 major markets in the winter and over, I think, around 250 one-stop connections. So I think most people may be driving, but how important is that airlift into Vail for visitors and for your economy?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. That is definitely my favorite way to get in and out of the area here. And it's been a huge positive impact so that people can easily get here, fly right into that airport. It's about a 30-minute shuttle ride up to Vail. And once you get here, you do not need a car to get around. We've got the world's largest free bus service in the area. Mm-hmm. So it's really a fantastic way to get here and not have to worry about getting around.
Yeah, and you take a look at all those, as Mary said, one-stop or nonstop. Yeah. All right, real quick, we've got about 30 seconds with you. We always like to ask everybody, last question, to share something that you think is surprising about Vail, and it will entice our listeners around the country to come visit.
That's a great question. Vail is known for its winter sports and skiing, but I would say one of the most wonderful and lesser known things is our incredible summer wildflower season. We have got some of the most beautiful, colorful wildflowers in all shapes and sizes. People can come in the summer and enjoy those.
Well, I like that right now. It gives us something to think about and something warm. So thank you very much for your time today, Kim. Really appreciate it. Folks, if you want to find out more, very simple, vailgov.com. Vailgov.com. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim. You take care.
All right, there goes Kim. Okay, wildflowers. Yeah, they're also big on river sports. That's something else to look at for that. But I would not have guessed.
Hiking.
The wildflowers. Yeah. I did not. Folks, listen, that's going to do it for Hour 1 of the program this week. Don't forget, you can find all of the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. We still have another new hour coming up, including our show producers and engineer Bobby. They're going to be joining us all on air to help us wrap 2019 before we all go off to enjoy Christmas. We'll be back after this top of the hour break, talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you. Don't go anywhere.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.